This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Lawmakers come together over Wall Street.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Presidential hopefuls Barack Obama and John McCain will be joining congressional leaders at the White House this morning. The group will be trying to reach a compromise on the $700 billion bailout plan for financial markets. Last night, President Bush said the bailout was in everybody's interest.
This rescue effort is not aimed at preserving any individual company or industry. It is aimed at preserving America's overall economy. It will help American consumers and businesses get credit to meet their daily needs and create jobs.
But, of course, politicians on both sides of the aisle are championing different issues. Bush did make a couple of concessions to Democrats in his speech last night, including emphasizing the need for regulation. Peter Coy is the economics editor for Businessweek. Peter, what do you think of the plan as Bush laid it out?
This is $700 billion with few strings attached. And for that reason, it could almost be called a free market bailout, which is somewhat of a contradiction in terms.
It's
a bailout in the sense that a lot of money is going to people who have these really toxic mortgage-backed securities and other assets, but it's a free market in the sense that the people who get the money are free to participate or not participate as they choose, and there's no real government role in straightening out the market by figuring out where that money would best be spent.
Peter, one thing that President Bush mentioned in his speech was that once the government entity that's created buys up these mortgage-backed securities, their value could increase and they could be worth something, and therefore the taxpayers wouldn't actually end up paying anything for this plan in the long run.
Well, I think the taxpayers will end up paying something, but they will end up paying less than whatever the $700 billion figure is, because there will be some recovery. Economists at Goldman Sachs are estimating the net cost would probably not be more than $200 billion. Of course, Goldman Sachs is one of the companies that's at the heart of these mortgage-backed securities in the first place, so we take that with a grain of salt, but I think conceptually that's right.
One thing that we've been seeing in the last couple of days, especially right now, are the differences between sort of what the Democrats and the Republicans want from this bailout. Can you kind of rough out what the two parties want?
Well, it's really funny that this is not strictly a partisan division over this. There are people on both sides of the aisle who are very concerned about the amount of authority that the Treasury Department would get in this. The Republicans are, in some cases, even more resistant than the Democrats because they see it as more of a expansion of government power and deficit spending.
And what about the Democrats?
So the Democrats tend to be more keyed in on the issue of whether there's enough support in the plan for ordinary homeowners. And they're also probably more zeroed in on the issue of trying to provide punishments for some of the CEOs who caused the mess in the first place.
What happens if Democrats and Republicans can't put their differences aside and there is no deal by Friday?
The market's going to be on tenterhooks, but could be that if there's a sense that a deal will come, then the markets might have enough confidence at least to say, we don't need to know the exact terms, but if it does seem that they're on track to do something, we'll be able to stay out of a real crisis here.
Peter Coy is the economics editor for Business Week. Peter, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks a lot.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com. and by the American Public Transportation Association, helping America go green. You can calculate your carbon savings at publictransportation.org. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, online at shrm.org.
$700 billion bailout plan equals $700 billion ways to spin it. Politicians are hard at work on that front. McCain has said he will suspend campaigning to help deal with the crisis and said we should postpone Friday's presidential debate. Obama pushed for the debates to go forward as planned, saying presidents have to be able to multitask. The financial meltdown is likely to be key in this election, and neither candidate has gotten the upper hand on the issue just yet. A Wall Street Journal NBC poll found voters are just about split on which candidate they think would be best suited to handle the crisis. Meanwhile, President Bush said in his speech that he was focused on making sure investors would cast their votes in favor of Wall Street.
And it will help send a signal to markets around the world that America's financial system is back on track.
From Bush's mouth to the market's ear. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average edged down 0.25%, but markets in Europe are looking good this morning. London's FTSE is up 0.5%. Germany's DAX is up 1.33%. Of course, this morning, the German government is putting full blame on the United States for the global credit crisis. And Germany's finance chief said this morning, the U.S. will no longer be a financial superpower. Stephen Beard has more.
Leading German politicians have long been critical of America's financial culture, but today's attack is by far the most scathing. Speaking in the Bundestag this morning, the finance minister, Peer Steinbrück, blamed the US for the current crisis. He said it was caused by what he called the Anglo-Saxon drive for double-digit profits and massive bonuses. Steinbrück then predicted that the world's financial system will never be the same again. He said the United States will lose its status as a financial superpower. Wall Street will never again be what it was. Meanwhile, the U.S. Treasury Secretary has come under attack from within the Anglo-Saxon world. One of Britain's top economic commentators claims that Henry Paulson has turned a manageable crisis into a catastrophe. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
How do you think the candidates are doing addressing our economic issues? We'd love to hear from you. Cast your vote. Go to marketplace.org and click on Interested Parties. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.